Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. As you're joining us, you could have been doing anything that you wanted to do because we have all lived busy, busy lives, but you chose to join us, and we are so grateful. We don't take it for granted. Again, welcome. So feel free to just kick your shoes off and feel at home. We're going to have a great, great topic tonight for many of us who are mothers and those who are fathers, or even if you are not a mother or father and you're taking care of other people like nieces and nephews and things of that nature. So this show is going to really, really help you about helping with family balance because, again, we live such a busy life, and it's time to be able to balance all of those things. But before we jump in, we want to thank each and every one of our sponsors of On Fire to Inspire for the month of October. We want to thank 321 Stop Bullying, where they speak life and show love. And their website is www.321stopbullying.com. This month is in addition to Domestic Violence Awareness Month, it's actually Bully Awareness Month, and they are available for speaking engagements. So if you want to have someone come out and speak about bullying and things of that nature, 321stopbullying.com is the website, and their tagline is Speak Life and Show Love. And they are available for speaking engagement, books, discussions, mentoring sessions, and much more, because they are actually authors in that group. We have Unique Expressions by Design, bringing you your custom ideas to life, from T-shirts to mugs, journals, pens, and much, much more. Visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Again, that's www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com with Angelique Washington. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. We're so thankful for Vincent Lynch and Third Heaven Sound to be a sponsor tonight. They have been sponsoring from the beginning. Third Heaven Sound actually did the music for the jingle that you hear when we come on air and when we exit the air. So they do jingles as well. That, again, is Third Heaven Sound. And the music is available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. And that visionary and founder is Vincent Lynch. Rod's Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs. Natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and much, much more. Call and schedule your appointment today at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. Let Roz know you heard it here, right here on Fight Inspire, and all of our sponsors. Let them know you heard it here. We also have Inspired Jewels for you, and that's Inspired with a D, Jewels, the number 4, the letter U as an umbrella, InspiredJewelsForYou.com, where you can get your affordable jewelry for only $5. Majority of the jewelry is only $5. They have some pieces that are certain collections that are a little more, but for the most part, you have all kind of jewelry from sets to individual necklaces, rings, earrings, and ladies, you know how we like to have the perfect accessories to go with the outfit. So again, that's www.inspiredjewels4u.com. Well, thank you so much to all of our sponsors for the month of October for On Fire to Inspire. We appreciate you, and we pray God's blessings upon your business for sowing into this fruitful ground. Well, guys, are jumping in on Fire to Inspire. Our topic tonight is family balance in everyday life. You know, like we said, we live busy lives. You have mom working, dad working, and even if mom does not work outside of the home, many moms are entrepreneurs, so they're still doing a lot of work, doing other things beyond just being mom in this day and time. So we want to bring on our mommy specialists that can help us find some balance in this everyday busy, busy life. So we want to welcome Mrs. Teresa Johnson. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. We have a lot to talk about because the month of October is full of national months. So we're going to talk about today balance as it goes with family and work. So work-life balance. So I just have tons of information, more and more information to share with you in a little bit of time that we have. But basically, you said it all. We have moms working, dads working. Even if you're not a parent by just birth, you might be a parent, you're taking care of your grandchildren or you're taking care of your nieces and nephews, and you still have to work or run your business. We're definitely going to talk about a few things.
Amen, amen. That's what I'm talking about. So introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire listener.
Well, I'm Teresa Johnson, and I am just excited to be here. This is my second time on your show. I think I was on your show about a year or two ago talking about all the things I talk about. I am considered a live life expert, and I take my live life experience and help others realize that our live life experience is worthy. And a part of that live life experience, of course, is being a parent and just a busy person in everyday life. Like today. So today I'm going to talk about work-life balance, and a lot of people don't know that October is also nationally recognized for being work-life balance month. Who knew that? I did, because I looked up a few months ago and I said, you know what, why are we thinking about work-life balance and about family balance? What do we do about that? Not only that, the world we live in, it's so easy to bring your work home. It's so easy to bring everything home because of technology. So we're going to talk about a few things, a few tips, a few resources to kind of balance out where you can, bringing some of that work home, and also balance out going back to old school days when we used to sit down and talk to our children. Oops, did I say talk to our children? Talk to our children. Talk to our family, our uncles, our cousins, our aunts. Yes, I love social media. Yes, I love texting. Yes, I love being able to work on my laptop from home while the kids watch TV. However, that is not true balance. And so I just wanted to tell you guys a little bit about National Work-Life Balance Day. It was formed actually in 2003, and it actually came from our U.S. Senate. And so it's not just something that was created and someone just made up. It was actually voted on and created in 2003 through our Senate. And in 2010, President Barack Obama at the time issued a presidential statement on work and family month balance. So we know in today's time it said that it was created in 2003 because our lives have sped up so much. And when people originally went to work years and years ago, they were going to work to provide for their household and their family, not to make work their life. So this is why this month was created. I'm going to talk about some of the benefits of making sure you have work-life balance, and we're going to talk about some of the things that happen when you don't have balance. One of the things I really want to point out is from being a motherhood and a parenting expert, I hear a lot of times when people hear me talk about my phrase, hashtag mommy care balance, they say, well, Teresa, you know, there is no such thing as balance. No, you can't get everything done right all the time. You can't have the same life all the time. You cannot necessarily create the same list of to-dos every day or the same agenda or schedule. But balance is different for all of us. But we have to create some sort of idealism of what we want for balance. So I'm going to give you an example today. I know many of us, I was just driving home, and I realized I was watching a family get out of car when I was driving down the street into their subdivision. The mom had, you know, some books maybe in a book bag, and the kids were walking in. Well, that was about 7:30 at night. A lot of kids, a lot of families get home about 7 p.m. now. Got home, got to cook, got to do, you know, the clothes for tomorrow, all those things. But how do you and when do you get time to just spend time with your children or spend time unplugged from internet or any of that? You might not be able to do it Monday through Thursday, but maybe on Friday night, creating a time for that. And this is such an important issue and such an important month that people don't think about or even know about. But in order for us to be at our most healthy stages, mentally and physically, we require balance. Like I said, that family was going in the door at 7:30 or whatever I could see, and I was driving home, and I had thrown a meatloaf in the oven and went to a meeting and came home, and I was, you know, just getting in this evening, have my dinner before the show. But it's important that we have meals, still have mealtime with our families. You might not be able to sit around the table. It's just not, it's not possible every day for many of us anymore because your kids are doing work, you're doing work, you're trying to cook or whatever. But when can you carve out that time? That's so very important because that just shows an ongoing way of the children learning about how to cooperate and work inside of the home, but also you, like, be on an agenda, a schedule. So there are so many ways and things we can talk about, but I'm going to focus on a few things, and one thing we're going to focus on is about health. So health. When you don't have balance, you generally don't get enough sleep or exercise, right? Sleep or exercise. So you might want to consider, many people now, at lunch, they take a power nap. Did you know a 15-minute power nap could really help you throughout your day? Have you ever taken a nap, Ms. Butler?
I have.
During the day?
Yes.
And has it helped you later on be able to balance or get more things done in your day throughout the day because you're not sluggish?
Right, right. It supercharges you.
It supercharges you. And so you want to make sure when you can get naps or rest. Naps are not necessarily capable or able to be done by all people. But if you can get a quiet time or a quiet space throughout your day, even at the office, or I remember when I worked in corporate America, I got rest and peace by walking up and down the steps in the office building that I was in. It gave me exercise. It also gave me a quiet moment. And then I was able to sit down and relax some and just get a little peace. So it's very important that we get those things in our day. It allows us to get that supercharge you were just talking about, but also it gives us a little bit more peace and hopefully a little bit more energy when perhaps you are a parent, when you have to struggle through traffic to get to after school or to get home, and then you have a little bit more energy. It's just very important. Many companies, academic institutions, federal agencies, and even Congress have implemented and tried to understand how important work-life balance is, meaning they're thinking about their employees, thinking about, like, time schedules. How many people have heard of flex work options, or people being able to telecommute, or people being able to totally work from home or somewhat work from home telecommuting? That's some other options you can think about, or even seeking out those type of jobs if that's something that will help your family balance more.
I like that. I like that because, like you said, that family who has just gotten home at 7 o'clock, and if mom has nothing in the crock pot, or, you know, something that has already started the dinner process. Now, that's another 30 minutes, an hour. If she's good, she can do a 30-minute meal, but not all the time. Then you still have homework and to feed them, and they have to get baths. So, yes, you're right.
Or you could always just rely on stopping at McDonald's or some of the other places that are quick to eat, but then what are you feeding your children? Not only is it later in the evening, what are you feeding your children and yourself, may I say? So I love what you just said about the crock pot, because this week for myself, I decided I knew I was going to be out with clients Monday and Tuesday. So on Sunday, I cooked for Sunday and Monday. Today, I had that stuff prepared so I could just throw that meatloaf in the oven. I went to my meeting, and when I came home, my family was finishing up eating, and it was done. So it's also about preparation. So definitely food is not the only thing, but that goes into your psyche, your mental health, as well as you're just being healthy, being able to have your meals prepared, and the kids not eating at 9 o'clock at night. I know many women, because of, or moms and dads that work full-time, because they don't get off to 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, picking their kids up at 6:30, getting through traffic at 7, you're right. It might be an hour or two later when the kids are really having dinner. And then they can't sit down. They can't even lay down comfortably with food still in their bellies like that. And that's why it's important to think about, you know, your schedule when it comes to work and balance that in with your children or within your household, because some of us don't have children. It might just be ourselves. So just because we are single doesn't mean, you know, when you get home, you want to eat McDonald's. You might not want to eat, you know, fried chicken every night, but it's convenient. Also, that goes into cost and so many other things. But that was one thing we wanted to talk about is health. So what you're eating and your rest are so important. So if you can plan around those some, even if you can't do it every day of the week, I'm not good at it every day of the week. There are some days of the week that we may meet, we might eat out, but we have to just plan when we're going to do that, especially because we do have children in our household.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, you know, the other thing was going back old school and family work-life balances. Are you teaching your children about work? Are you teaching your children that they have to have responsibilities and things within their household so that they know how to do those things one day if they need to get a job or take care of themselves? So work-life balance also would mean for you having time to actually teach your children things so that when they're older, they're able to do those things. So, for instance, did you know in the 1980s, 60s through the 80s actually, 85% of children had chores? We're in 2017 now. What do you think the percentage of children have chores now?
Probably 20.
It is. It's 20-something percent. So can provide all these things for our children. And earlier on in speaking, I was saying when people originally went to work, they went to work to make money, to make their lives better for their family and children, mm-hmm. or to take care mm-hmm. of household expenses. But you could get all those things now. You're paying your, you know, your household expenses. Your child has cell phones. I know I have a 12-year-old that has a better cell phone than I do, because her dad bought her, you know, upgraded her phone. However, do they know how to take care of themselves? If they can operate that cell phone and they can do Instagram and social media and they can create these videos and stuff, they can load a dishwasher.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Creating and telling them about chores and responsibility mm-hmm. is important. That is a part of balance. We are so on autopilot right now. We are, our children are, our society is, and it's affecting mm-hmm. us in so many different ways. And you know that by what's going on in our world right now. But they will have to someday take care of themselves. Those children will. Or even ourselves. Maybe we won't have children at home. We don't have any children at home. But we find it very easy to come home from work because we're tired. We may not work out. That would affect our health. We may get some food that we don't need to eat. That will affect our health. Guess what all that will also affect? It will affect our productivity within our work and our homes, whether we're with children, without children, married or not. It's so important that we do those basic things that our grandparents and even some of our parents were doing with us and for themselves. So definitely incorporating chores for your children and making sure you have chores and schedules for yourself as well so things get done. Because how many people do you know on Saturday they're trying to do everything for the whole week? It can't get done. There's no way you can do Saturday everything. You can't wash those 5 loads of clothes on Saturday, then go hang out with your girlfriend or your guy friend or take the kids out and then go do the grocery shopping, run around to the bank and everything else. So you would need to know how to balance and plan those things. And that's, again, because most people, the majority of our society, works 9 to 5, and during 9 to 5 hours, the banks and everything are open and you're not able to go. So, you know, some of them are open a little later. Sometimes we're going to have to plan in the uncomfortable during our Monday through Friday. So what you can get as well with family life balance that you're going to need on the weekend is some leisure and some rest, because you could be running around trying to do everything Saturday, and by Sunday, you just dread Monday.
Yes.
So that's what I really want to stress is, like, make sure you're planning information and time for yourself. Information, make sure write down what you need to do, time and schedule, what you can do Monday through Friday so that your weekends don't feel like you had to do just business all weekend. You find even on Sunday by 5 p.m. you've got no rest.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could do something with a lot of companies do is find a flexible schedule. Maybe you can be off 2 days a week but have to work one weekend day. And then have a weekend day off, or a 10-hour shift, which you only work 4 days a week, and you're off 3 days a week. It all depends on your family need and makeup.
I like that. I like that. Customize it.
Yeah, it is. All of our lives are so different.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know, I know from being an entrepreneur, everybody says, ooh, entrepreneurship, the freedom in it. Yeah. Freedom and entrepreneurship. You do get freedom. However, you still have a lot of tasks and life work and family to take care of as well. So entrepreneurship may work for some people. Working 9-to-5 may work for some. I know many moms that are in the healthcare industry that work 3-4 days a week but 10-to-12-hour shifts because then they have more freed up time several days a week. They might have to work more, you know, several days a week, but then they get to be off other days or more days a week. So that's very important as well.
When you're taking care
of yourself, you're taking care of your mental health and so much more. So mentally, what will it do for you mentally if you know that you have more time to take care of yourself? And you're teaching those of us that have children, your children, how important it is to take care of yourself and self-care. So for me, I want to remind you guys again, you know, we definitely had to make sure we're doing things that are going to help us health-wise, like rest and eating the right foods. We're all going to make little oopses because we're busy. It's almost impossible sometimes for everybody to do it right. Everybody can't pack the meals. You know, I see on social media some people are able to plan and set all their meals for their whole week. But if you have 4 children or 2 children or you, your child, and a spouse, you might not be able to do that for all of you based on your different needs. But when you can do things that make it easier for you health-wise or better for you health-wise, that is always a great choice because that allows you to have a better and a more balanced life.
I love it. You know something else about the healthy choices. After they're doing the healthy choices as far as eating, they'll tend to find that they have more energy. They're not as angry because when you're not eating properly, sometimes you can just be snappy, you know, at people.
Right. Or really that being tired. I feel power charged this evening because I did go and work with clients this morning, and later in the afternoon I did take a little cat nap, and I was able to rest and still go to another meeting and get back and do the other things I need to do this evening. However, I know for a fact if I wouldn't have taken that cat nap, today would not have been as productive this evening, I wouldn't be as happy. So we have to also know, you know, our triggers. Some people's triggers when they don't get enough food or the right food, they're not in the best mode or mood. And then some people, it could be sleep. And so you want to definitely make sure you schedule that. And with naps, you know, and taking care of yourself and a lot of the stuff, you do have to plan it. So let's start using our technology effectively. We talked a little bit about chores for our children. There are apps out there. One app that I use with my children is called Chore Monster, like chore and monster together. Chore Monster, you just go to your app store, check it out. If you go to your app store and hit Chore Monster, you could also look at other apps similar to that, and it'll show you other apps like Chore Monster. And what Chore Monster does, it allows you to set up chores for your children and give them certain days they need to be done, and then they may get a reward, and you choose what the reward is. So some parents pay their children an allowance. I got an allowance when I was a kid. I find trying to give an allowance to my daughter is totally different because I value money a different way than she does. Unfortunately, a lot of us give our children so many things, or they get so many things. Maybe monetarily that's not it. Maybe you can give them a reward, you know, stickers or whatever if they're younger. If they're teenagers, Chore Monster may not be the thing for them, but maybe you give them rewards. They get to go out with a friend to a movie or whatever. Just showing them that there is a schedule and a need and a responsibility for them, and also building that awareness and getting them used to that is very important, because one day they're going to have to get up on Saturday morning and run around and do all those errands and cleaning that we do. So you definitely want to think about that. Another one is Fly Lady. Fly Lady. It's not an app, it's a website. Google Fly Lady. Fly Lady will help you out. If you are a busy mom, a busy stay-at-home mom or dad, or working full-time mom, this website will truly help you in the midst of how do you get all that laundry done when you work a full-time job or just when you're being busy. It'll talk about things like doing two loads of laundry a day and different things, or showing you plans on how to set up menus or something of that nature. So there's so many different things on Fly Lady. You definitely want to check that out.
Fly Lady. All right, Toy Monster is an app and Fly Lady is a website.
Right. And then Basic things. Again, like we have all of these technology pieces. So in the morning, when you get up, it's hard for us as adults to get up, right, and start our day. Because we might not feel like getting to work. Guess what? Our kids don't like and feel like getting to school sometimes. Sometimes they love it. I know some days mom wake up, they want to go. Other days not. But if they don't have some of them having ways to gauge their time, time is lost. Mm-hmm. And so instead of our children being on their phones playing, I know I see my child sometimes doing different things on her laptop or listening to music, making sure they have a way to know, okay, it's 6:30, you have an hour to get dressed. And then them being able to count that down, they can use their cell phone to do that. They can use the stopwatch to do that. That is something good for all of us, the child as well as ourselves, because it makes us more accountable of knowing what time it is. You know, especially if you're having to drive in traffic, you want to make sure you know what time it is. I know some of us gauge it by maybe watching the news in the morning or having the TV on, but if you're able to actually have something that helps you, a tool, stay on time is most effective, not only for just getting up in the morning and getting out, but even in the evening when your kids come in and you know they needed to do homework or you wanted to do bath time, you can time the bath time. If you know you really only want them to be in the bath 15 minutes, put on your timer on your cell phone. Go online and do an online timer so that you don't feel, you know what, it took forever for them to take a bath. That's because some nights you get a 15-minute bath, and some nights you might let them get in 30 minutes because you're not aware of time, just trying to get a bath and get to bed. So using your timers are also very important.
I love it. I ain't think about that.
Right, and the timers are really important too. Guess what? At work. When we're at work, so many of us have time to sit at our desk. Some of us have access to social media and so forth. Yeah, put a timer on it. You need to start timing how much you logging on over to Facebook and Instagram, on even on your phone, because you will be surprised of how much time you waste just perusing the internet or perusing your messages or whatever. It's important to start timing what we do because, again, as I said earlier, many of us say there is no such thing as balance and there's never enough time. It's because we're not being accountable of our time. We're just letting time pass away. So you want to make sure to use those timers and those things to help you. Could also use timers for projects, like if you're self-employed, or even telephone calls. You know, we're women. We love to talk on the phone. And so before you know it, you could be on the phone with someone for hours. For instance, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, for me, I talk to a lot of people during the day. I have certain people I know if I pick up that phone, that's going to be a long conversation. Well, I would need to better plan my day and not pick up the phone for that person. That might need to be a Sunday call or a Saturday call when I have more time and I don't have to work on work or business stuff. So think about time and time management, because that's what all of this kind of goes around, is time management. Mm-hmm. Having more time to be effective at work, and then the balance of it, and more time to be effective at home and to be able to sit down and talk to your family, talk to your spouse. I know it's going to be about 9 p.m. when we hang up, and I know I have a certain amount of time I'm going to go and just sit and speak to my spouse, because at the end of the day, your paycheck is great, direct deposit is good, but the people in your life are where your real value are. Real value, family, is, and we have to have time to invest in that, just like we invest in clocking in at work. And so this whole month of work-life balance to me is wonderful because it reminds us that we need it. There is a way that we can get it. And I'm happy to answer any questions, or if you guys are looking for other apps or other things to help you, or if you have challenges, because sometimes the challenge could be finding an effective daycare, what kind of daycare to provide if you have a child, maybe daycare. Or maybe you work, I have a lot of young women that I work with, several that are single moms. And so they're trying to go to school. They're trying to work for, you know, have a job because they got to pay for the needs of life. And then they want to have time for their children. And something has to give. Sometimes you have to make career choices and use your gifts and talents, of course, and your educational background. But sometimes you have to make career choices that will better let you balance all those things in your life. So if you have to work a 50-hour, 60-hour work week, and you're a single mom, especially one with no support, meaning no one to really help you, how would you balance that and take care of your child or go to school at the same time? So it's very important to, you know, sometimes go and look at other occupations within your scope. And that was another thing it talked about in work-life balance, like making sure you are where you need to be so you are healthy within your life as well as in your work.
Wow. Loving this, Teresa. I am so loving it because you're right. That mastering that time management, that's great, a great one, because so many people waste so much time and don't really realize.
Right. And we have to be real with ourselves, because for me, I definitely am a full-time entrepreneur. But as you and I have discussed before, I also contract out some of the other things that I've done in my life, you know, working with families and children. But I'm a contractor. It's because I want to run my business. I want to use my educational background. I want to be available to my family. But at the end of the day, you work because you need money to bring into your household. But you have to set it up so that you're living the best life for yourself. And so sometimes, you know, we get stuck in a certain way of thinking we only can work and do this, or we only have this much time for all kinds of things. And before you know it, we're stuck in a situation where either our work is getting too much of our time, or our family is getting too much of our time, or both are so overwhelming, it's just like nobody's getting enough time. One of the things that many people have a hard time believing about work-life balance or balancing in general is, you know what, especially people that feel like they have to do everything at 100%. They're saying, well, you know what, all I can do, I'm going to do 100% at my job right now. And when my kids and my family gets a little older, or when I get older, because maybe I'm a single person, right? When I get older, I'll have more time for my family later. Well, we don't know how much time we have with our family. Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to put that investment into our family now as well.
That's good. That's good. I like it. I love it, love it, love it. So with the single parents, you were saying with the single parents, maybe they have to get a little flexible, a little creative with the flexibility of the time they do have allotted, right?
Right. I have several single parent moms and maybe one dad that I know of. And sometimes today I was working in a school setting with families. Today I worked with families and children, and one of the places was a school setting. And I was talking to one of the young ladies that worked there, and I told her when she was telling me about her daughter, she said, well, I'm going to be off tomorrow, she said, because I'm going to go to my daughter's field day, which is great. She said, and it's great because I used to not be able to go to field days. Well, she works in a setting, in a school setting, where family is valued, where she works. I'm not saying all school settings families are valued. You got to do some research and kind of talk and ask in your interview process as well, or getting to know your employers. But she felt so empowered that she could actually go to her child's field day, because she said her daughter had been asking her for like the whole week last week, can you come? And she's saying yes to her child was like wonderful for her. But also now she works maybe 7 to 3, so that means she's able to drop her daughter off at before care, and she's able to go pick her daughter up before after school care. And so sometimes it's about making the choice of what will work best for my family. Yes, still use your talents, your traits, your skills, and your passion, because she's a great young lady, a great teacher I got to observe. But she also thought about, you know what, when I used to work full-time at this educational level, she said she couldn't, at another educational level, she could never leave to go and spend time with her child. And what is the point of us working if we're not able to use some of our funds to make our lives happy. And it's not just about your children, it's about you too, and showing your children how you take care of yourself. And so you got to show them how you take care of them, how you take care of yourself, and how to take care of themselves. So single moms, we truly, you know, I've been a single mom at one point in my life, and I was raised by a single mom. And I remember my mom stayed with us for a long time at home when she was a stay-at-home wife. But then when she became divorced and single, she had to make some choices. And she decided to, you know, do jobs that were allowing her to be with us as much as possible. Sometimes you can't do that. So if you can't and you have a 12-hour, 10-hour shift, 60 hours, whatever, you still have to find the supports that are going to give your child balance. So making sure you find the right supports within their school system, daycare, or maybe even like your family. Who can you rely on to help you with your child so that you mentally feel, you know, reassured that your children are good as well as feel assured that you're bringing in the income you need.
Love it. Wow. You know, a lot of times people don't think about that portion of it. It's like, okay, I just got to do this. But you do have options, and you just have to leverage your options on what works best for you. Like you say, custom build what works for you and your family. I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Right. Or, now, you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead, honey.
No, go ahead, because I was just going to tell you. Go ahead and expound upon
it. Many years ago, I remember I had a daycare at my home. And it was because I wanted my children to have great daycare services. I invested in learning a lot about daycare for myself. And then I hired all these other great young ladies for daycare. And I knew that being a daycare owner was only temporary for me. I wasn't going to do it for a long time. As soon as my child was school age, the daycare closed down. So everything does not have to be like a long invested lifetime, you know, career or thing that you do. It might just be a time frame for, you know, a season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Seasonal. I like that. Some things are seasonal. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what about that mom and dad that are both entrepreneurs and, you know, as entrepreneurs, many times they're working long hours. How do they find balance to be able to still help with the, you know, with the children? Because a lot of what you're seeing these days are the parents are getting, they're going by McDonald's, they're picking something up, the children are eating in the car, they get home, they take a bath, and the kids are going to bed. What would you say to that, the entrepreneurs that are family, you know, that have families?
Wow, from being an entrepreneur myself and having a family, and having a spouse that works long hours, I say you have to make choices, and you're going to have to schedule things. Not only that, we're talking about what do we do, you know, effectively together for the children. When do you guys have time for yourselves? So earlier I mentioned, you know when I get off of the radio this evening, I'm going to go and sit and talk to my husband for a minute, making sure you're doing those things too, because you can truly lose touch with each other, whether you work a corporate, American 9-to-5, or running a business, which running your business could be 24/7. I work for myself. My husband works, you know, outside in the medical field, and he looks at me all the time, and he says, man, entrepreneurs, you know, that's not really for him because you're always working. So if you had two entrepreneurial parents or two, you know, spouses that were parents as well as working for themselves, you have to do things like cut out time for when you work in the evening. For instance, I'm also a certified life coach and business coach, and for myself, I have to do this. So in my family right now, they know that it's Tuesday night. I am generally working with clients. I might be doing a radio show, but on Tuesdays and Thursdays, those are the nights I work, so that they know, also so that I know, and it does not, every night I'm not on the phone. I'm not doing work all the time. I'm not always engrossed in my work or my clients and no time for my family. So one, dedicate time just for your family and dedicate time just for your business. If you can, you can say, I know a lot of women, in particular the mom, that says, you know, when it's time to pick the kids up from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock, that is just like kid and family time. 9:30, they might start working until 12, whatever. that's great. However, don't work, you know, all the time through the night because you still need rest so you can take care of yourself, your child, and your business, and your husband, and everybody else. And that would be the same for the male, the husband. Guess what? He has to take days that he can perhaps help in the family. Some men, you know, in my household, my husband can cook. I dare not say he cooks better than me, but he does cook better than me. So he might do some cooking sometimes when I don't do some cooking. And so he would need to schedule that time out. So the entrepreneur needs to know one of the reasons you decided to become an entrepreneur is because you create your own life, your own path, your own flexibility, your own schedule. Create the schedule you want for your family, not the one you don't want. Otherwise, your business became your job. So you want to make sure that you're scheduling time for your family and yourself.
I like that. Your business became your job. Wow. I'm taking notes.
Clock out.
All right. I'm posting this in the event. So if you're actually in the event itself, a lot of these great notes and tips are actually coming in there. So you can go back and refer to them, reference them, or you can go back and listen to the recording. But she is giving us some great, great, powerful nuggets. Whether you are single with children, whether you're married with children, or if you just leave a single, busy life, these are some great tips, you know, even for a single person that leads a busy life, because everyone needs to focus on scheduling, time management, and really making good choices, because a lot of even the singles that I've seen, a lot of them work so much or they're doing so many things, they don't have the self-care time. So, yes, I'm loving all of this.
Right. Just being busy is a concern, too, because we can get overwhelmed with all the events that are going on. One of the things that I try to remember for myself and the families I work with is going to be some weekends where I log out, meaning maybe the kids don't do every birthday party if you're a parent. And maybe me, even if I'm single or married or have children or not, I'm not getting to everybody event because I need to take time out just to live in my life, because we're talking about work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
Same word in the middle. Life, and you sometimes just need to be still and enjoy your life.
Yes, 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 and it's key. Like you said, don't allow your business to become your job, you know, because you can't clock out. I like the way you said that. You can't clock out on that one. So I love it, loving it, loving it, loving it. Guys, I hope you are taking some notes, and if you're not, I'm posting them in the event. Because it's some good stuff that you need to share with, you know, your friends, because we are not taking the time to do what we need to for our families, for ourselves. You have so many people who are getting sick and things of that nature because they're not practicing self-care and self-preservation and things of that nature. So, yes, this is so key and on point.
And it makes us be not only a better family member, but a better friend, a better coworker, and a better whatever you do. Like if you're a community leader, if you're able to balance your life, whatever balance is to you, one, remember, don't measure your life to anyone else's. We are all unique in what our needs and desires are for our life. So balance your life where you can, for you, the way you can. You will be effective not only at work and at home, but outside of that circle as well, because people will be able to see that. But also, you know, if you're having a family, your children, if you have a family, your children will be able to see that, because our children can feel when we're not balanced, and our children do know. And the other thing I want to not forget is making sure, you know, as parents, we walk away from our technology sometimes, because sometimes my daughter would even say to me, and I have a good habit of doing this now. Before, we would watch a movie, and she said, "Mommy, get off your phone." And I, you know, looking at the phone, I'm not paying attention to the movie. I'm not enjoying the movie with her. Or if I was, you know, if I'm doing an activity, and it's not just me. I see parents out and adults out all the time with their eyes glued to the phone, and their children are trying to show them something. Or maybe, you know, let's dare not say this, they're out on a date with their spouse or significant other. And in my marriage, my husband and I turn our phones over or try to put them up when we're on a date so we can talk and communicate and vibe. And so it's the same for our children or even in relationships, whether it be a romantic one or friendships. Like, turn some of that technology off and go back to the basics of relationships, just the relationships and taking time to talk to each other.
Girl, I'm getting all this in the chat.
Then the one of the things I also realized, because right now, generally my 12-year-old, she knows her phone is supposed to be up, so she's going to be a little left behind tomorrow with some phone time. Because I told her before we start, I said, come and turn in your phone. And taking your children's devices away and monitoring what they're doing, family, work-life balance. When you became a parent, you need to parent. Meaning you need to advise, observe, assist, teach, train. And so, you know, going back to those basics too, and maybe some of us, even me as a parent, none of us are perfect. I'm a certified parent trainer. Great. We have to learn to parent because we're teaching our children how to operate their lives. And if you let them always be on go, on technology, I can't go into that right now, but technology is great, but it could be also, especially with screen time and always being online, it also could be very disruptive to their sleeping as well as their learning. So I want you, if you have time, to just Google what does screen time do for children. I've had to send that out to my ex-spouse. Like, no, we turn the phones off at a certain time. The phones are going to be put up. Not even the phones. Know where your child's laptop is and their pads. Collect all that stuff because you're giving them sometimes access to things that they don't need to have access to or just too much. So being very intentional on that as well, because I see it. I have children. They don't like when I take their stuff away. Too bad. You're the parent.
Be the parent. I like that.
Be the parent. And know what parenting is because, you know, we can have great relationships with our children. We're all different. Some people are, you know, more jolly with their children. Some people are more stern. But you're the parent. You're not the friend. And we have to teach them, you know, about authorities and systems because we are training little people that one day will be adults. And we want them to be effective. And if we don't train them, they will not be effective. Point blank, they will not be effective. Or successful.
Yes. This is great information. I am a typing sister over here.
You must type fast, girl, because I see you. I haven't seen tonight because I'm not online, but I've seen when I'm listening to your show when you're typing, so, you know, when you've typed in the notes. So I do appreciate you sharing the information. If you want more information about work-life balance, you can always reach out to me just on social media at T, as in Tom, W, J, as in Josh, M, as in man, and E, as in Edward. It just means Teresa Wright Johnson, Multiple Enterprises, because I really do believe we're all enterprises full of information, resources, and knowledge that can monetize into business for us or that we can just help other people. So you definitely, if you're looking for any of that. And later on, I just want to remind people, if anybody is here in the Metro Atlanta area, we do have our hashtag Mommy Care Balance event coming up in the perimeter area next week. If you want to come out, we even have a free networking event and some pampering and all kinds of stuff. And it's talking about the same stuff with life coaches and therapists that are going to talk about so many things that I'm excited about, like just teaching self-worth to our children, teaching balance and supports for moms, because a lot of this we don't talk about. We're always talking about, you know, things like making sure, you know, your image is right or making sure you have your resume done right or, you know, your interviewing skills. But what about those things that are important to yourself and your family and your children and the people you love? Because you only go to that job. Most of y'all don't go to your job because you want to. It's because you have to. T so that you can have the life you want. So if you're not getting the life you want from that job, there is issue. There is not value there. You need to create the life you want. Even if that's not a job you love every day, it should give you ability and access to create some of the things in your life you want. If it doesn't, there needs to be some changes or some choices that we're making that are different.
Girl, you talking. You are talking. Now, you said they will contact you with TWJME?
Yeah, they can just look me up on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at TWJME, or, you know, you could always go over to my website at TWJME.com. Again, that's for Teresa Wright Johnson Enterprises, because I'm an enterprise and so are you. Whether you're a business owner or not, you have something inside of you as a worker, as an employee, as a minister, as a representative, as an advocate that can help you either make more money or help someone have value and worth with the information you learned in life. Through life and struggle and success, I just believe we're enterprise. And don't get me on that, because then I start acting like I'm a minister or something, and I don't even mean to do it. I'm like, okay, mama was an evangelist. I think it kind of rubbed off.
It's in your blood. It's in your blood.
No, I can't be coming and singing and doing all that. That's not my thing. But, yes, I believe we're enterprise. And really, if we're those things, it's because somebody instilled that stuff in us, and it's so important to remember our family. If not anything that we've learned over the last few weeks here in the nation and in the world is like how important family and people are, our loved ones are. And if you're going to work, make sure you're working for a reason and that you're not forgetting your family, because at any minute, anything could happen to your loved one. I've experienced that within my own personal family, and I can feel grateful, even though I have lost children and so forth, I'm grateful that I did for them all I could and spent the time and invested in them. So it's so important that we invest in our family, not just invest in our job and invest in how much money we want to make so, you know, the car we drive around looks a certain way or the things we have, because that could all be taken, and so can the value of your loved one, their life. So you want to make sure your children and your family know that you are there, you are present, you're not logged off, looking at your laptop, looking at your phone, talking on social media, because at the end of the day, none of that matters. What matters is that you have balance in your work and your life, and your life is the thing that's most important. Work-life balance. I think that's where I'm going to end off there.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. And, you know, one of the things you just said, invest in your family. It's so key. And I love the way you said that, because you see so many people just buying things. Well, at the end of the day, I remember telling a young lady, because she made really good money and she spent so much money on the things she purchased for her children, but I told her at the end of the day, the children aren't going to remember the things you bought them when they're older. They're going to remember the time you spent with them. They're going to remember the time you invested in them, whether it's signing them up for different things that you like, that they like, different things to build their hobbies, build upon those things, build them up as a person and making them well-rounded. But at the end of the day, those things will, you know, go away, but they're going to have those memories of what did you do with them, what did you say to them?
So very true. In the time that you invested in them, as well as in the time that you invested in yourself and what they see reflected, because they have to learn to love, have self-worth for themselves, take care of themselves, be able to do things like take care of their home, budget their finances, do all types of things. And in order for them to learn that, you would have to exhibit that in your life and teach them that and do what I said before, parent. Learn what parenting is so that you can do those things with your children. On the other end, if you're not a parent at all and you're just a single person living on your own, make sure that you're investing time in learning new things to help you or doing things that you enjoy, because at the end of the day, it's about work-life balance, and this is National Work-Life Balance Month. Just do more things to invest in you and make yourself a better you, because it's about your life. Whether you're single, you're married, you have children or not, figuring out that balance. And is your job something that is letting you have the life you want to lead? And if it's not, think about what could get you to the life you want to lead, choices and changes you want to make. Even if you're an entrepreneur, don't let your business be your job. I have been in the past very guilty of this. I'm working for myself. It became a job. So it's not you being a business owner. You're working for yourself. So you want to go out and invest and learn how to actually maybe run a business with balance where you can take care of yourself too. Because I'm not that chick that you want to see online talking about. I'm up at 3 in the morning every night working. It'll happen here and there. But really, I didn't start working for myself to work like that. And you didn't start working for a job to put everything in the job and not have any time for your life. It's the same thing. So I hope you invest in looking at some things in your life to give you better balance within your job for the life you want to live this month in October.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So tell us about this event you have coming up next weekend.
Oh, yes. That event is my Mommy Care, hashtag Mommy Care Balance event. So hashtag Mommy, M-O-M-M-Y, Care, C-A-R-E, Balance. Hashtag Mommy Care Balance. You can find out more information. Just Google Mommy Care Balance. But more information is you can reach me, of course, at 404-662-0677. I know I talk fast because I'm a northern southern peach from Baltimore, but also by way of Georgia. But, again, that's 404-662-0677. We have some fabulous speakers. What we're doing is we have networking as well as a mom's night in, as well as empowerment and enrichment sessions with some great speakers from North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, and Georgia. And we're talking about things for mothers. That's why it's called Mommy Care Balance. It's about balance it all, balancing everything that you want for your life. Meaning, yep, just like we talked about work-life balance, you can't have balance 24/7, but there are some key components you want to talk about or learn about. And one is everybody talks about self-care. Yes, we have someone talking about self-care, but we're talking about self-worth. A lot of times when moms become moms, they forget who they are. They might have to recreate who they are. They have to change some things, add some things. We have a great speaker talking about self-worth. We have someone talking about image. I have Ms. Latoya Knox come in from South Carolina with LatoyaKnox.com. She has a wonderful product where she teaches people about, you know, organizing your closet. Your closet, not only that, your image. We just have so many great people I can't even explain. We even have an option of the event that is no cost on Friday night. And on Friday night, we also have something later on that is called a Mom's Night In where we're going to have a great time, great fun. It's a different type of event because many times as women, we go to an empowerment event and you walk away empowered. No, you'll walk away feeling energized and empowered. We have yoga. We have meditation. We have some additional types of dancing. We have all types of things just to connect with the mom and hashtag Mommy Care Balance. Give her balance, information, and value and worth when she walks away. And I'm sorry, it's October the 13th and the 14th, and we're having this event at the Embassy Suites in Perimeter, which is in Atlanta, Georgia, near Dunwoody. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of you there. I'm very excited and very excited for our speakers and our guests, as well as we have a few vendors and some other people at the networking portion of it as well.
Okay, you said it is October 13th and 14th at the Embassy Suites Perimeter?
Right, at the Embassy Suite Perimeter. And Friday night it is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We have free networking, but you have to register. I can send you the link so you can post it on there in a little bit. And then after that, we have Mom's Night In from 8:30 to 11. We also have spa services, so, you know, you want to come and get a massage right at the hotel. We have spa services, and I'm just so excited because we're talking about making sure to take care of you overall. And just it's going to be a great time, something I've been wanting to do for some time. Usually do this stuff around Mother's Day, but we're going to do something else during Mother's Day. I realize that this is Work, Life, and Balance Month, so why not talk to our moms about Mommy Care Balance?
Absolutely love it, girl. Absolutely love it. I'm going to make it my business to get over there and support. I don't know if I'll be able to make both days, but I got to get over there and support your endeavors because I'm really loving this. And, you know, if people can learn the balance, then we'll have so much more better mental health situations for the moms, the dads, and everybody. You know, everybody.
Right, and we would not only have better mental health situations, like you said, we would have better communication. We have better relationships, and that's where the tear is in our community now. No matter what side of the community you're on, politically or racially or anything, we all are human beings. And when I told you earlier about Work-Life Balance Month, I said that this is an event that is celebrated or acknowledged in national academic institutions, members of Congress, and advocacy groups, as well as individuals. So that means it affects so many different groups of people, all of us, because we all work, we all have a life. And if we could create that balance and really get back to the basics, that's what matters most.
Amen, amen, and amen. Yes.
Right. Well, don't start that because I'm not the evangelist. But, okay, thank you. I've had a great time. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about this month. I am so excited about learning and teaching more on work-life balance, but also, you know, just spreading the word that it's important because we are at a critical time in our world right now, and this is something else that we need to think about for us to be more whole.
Right. And how do they register for that event?
They would go, they would actually go over and to Eventbrite, and that is a long, you know, Eventbrite, that little tag is very long, but I would suggest if you go to Google TWJME, anywhere you go, you would be able to see that, or I will share it with you on your page or whatever you need me to do. It's just hashtag Mommy Care Balance, and it'll pull up. Otherwise, you can go over, like I said, to TWJME on Facebook or Instagram, and you will see it there. I truly am offering anybody from this call a friends and family discount because you have been a great friend to me. You're talking about you're going to show up. You were one of the first people to register, honey. You said, I'm going to support. That's another thing. Building relationships is important, and if you have balance in your life, you're able to do that. So, you know, if anybody is interested, there is a friends and family discount on there for you guys, and it's just FNF. It's a promo code. You can just click on it to register FNF. And if you have more questions or if you just want to come out and network, you want to tell people about your business or you want to connect with other mothers and speakers and trainers that are giving value and placing worth back out there just to be shared, you know, feel free to call me at 404-662-0677. That's
404-662-0677. Well, we appreciate you tonight. We appreciate you sharing all of this action-packed words of wisdom because I'm telling you, this stuff hit some people on in the head. It hit them on their toes. It stepped on some toes, but it needed to be. So we really, really appreciate you tonight. And we're going to make sure we're sharing this information. And, guys, make sure that you share the recording because people need to hear this. This is like we got to save our families. A lot of our families are in the turmoil that they're in and in the state that they're in because we're not spending any time together anymore. So, you know, thank you so much for sharing these words of wisdom. And we're going to let you go spend time with your husband and your family because you're just getting in from a meeting before the show. So we thank God for you and we look forward to having you back again.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the time. And, yes, I'm going to go and collect that cell phone and spend time with my family. And remember, this is National Work-Life Balance Month, guys. Go on and Google that, and there are some chores, some task lists and some checklists that will help you be more effective and balanced within your family, your work, and most important, your life. Have a great night.
All right, have a blessed one. Thanks again. Guys, if you any of this recording, any of this great show, you definitely want to go back and listen to the recording. It will be available about 5 minutes after the show ends. But I'm telling you, this is an awesome event that's coming up that she has next Friday and Saturday. It will be at the Perimeter Embassy Suites that Friday night. It's going to be free networking from 6 to 8. And then Mom's Night In from 8:30 to 11. So you really want to come out and, you know, if nothing else, networking. You know, you need that kind of to surround yourself with those type of people to take you to a place of just sometimes letting your hair down and like doing a woo-saw. You need that woo-saw moment. So we look forward to going and supporting her. And again, the family and friends discount, use the code of FNF. And we will see you back next week, same time, same place, on Fire to Inspire. This is Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Have a blessed one. And again, share with your friends on Fire to Inspire. Thanks.